This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast, number 86 in the series for Franklin Matters. We'll look back at the week that was, as it ends Sunday, February 13th, 2011, before looking ahead to the school committee and town council's meetings that are scheduled. The FinCom Finance Committee meeting was canceled on Tuesday, February 8th. But the Long Range Financial Planning Committee did meet on Wednesday, February 9th. If you remember back in January, they met on January 5th. There was discussion around having representation from the school committee. Their second meeting in January was canceled due to the weather. So this was the first time they'd met since that January meeting. They did add Sue Rohrbach to serve as a liaison to the school committee and school budget. Sue joins Teeter Powderly, who represents the town council, and Jeff Nutting, representing the administration and the rest of the town budget. The committee discussion then settled in on their individual assignments, which are intended to reflect their individual interests and specialties. The assignments are as follows. John Hogan covers the capital expenditures and debt service. Graydon Smith covers benchmarking and pensions. Orrin Bean covers salary and benefits, excluding pensions. Craig DiMarzio covers national trends in municipal finance, which includes regionalization. Deb Bartlett covers the schools. Ken Harvey covers the town revenue, public safety, and, quote, other. That is, any other particular topic that comes up that doesn't necessarily fit in one of the categories, Ken will pick that up. And then Doug Hardesty finally will cover the committee communications and deliverables. The bulk of the meeting was spent continuing to review the prior committee's report from 2010, and much of the discussion involved clarification or background on the numbers or issues reflected in that report. The meeting ended before the committee had finished reviewing the report, so at least some of the time at the next meeting will continue this effort. The full set of my notes from the meeting can be found in a link included in the show notes. The budget workshop, townwide, that was held 1 year ago, January 2010, is still a great source of detailed information. You'll hear directly from Jeff Nutting, Susan Gagner, and Jim Dacey on covering the town side of the budget, Maureen Sabolinski and Miriam Goodman covering the school's side of the budget. The full workshop was recorded. The audio and the worksheets to accompany the recording are all available online, and the link is included in the show notes. Yes, this was a year ago. The numbers may have changed a little, but the overall issues for the town have not, and hence, this recording still has great relevance for today. The other non-meeting major item in the news was the reported theft of the historic bell from the museum. Apparently someone has made off with it, likely to melt it down for the valuable metal it was made of. On a Franklin Matters matter, no pun intended, I don't spend much time doing analysis on the traffic volume for what I publish here, or publicizing that. But I do want to bring to your attention some of the numbers now that there have been 3 full years of publication, and in particular 4 Januaries have also been completed. I think the numbers and what the activity shows is insightful, and I will continue to bring focus on as much good content on what matters with the Franklin budget as I possibly can. So you'll have all the information available as much as possible. Looking ahead to this week, the school committee is scheduled to meet Tuesday, February 15th. Their meeting 2 weeks ago, you may recall, was canceled because of the weather. I'm assuming their budget discussion will be the focus for this meeting. I've included the budget links previously posted to make it easier to find them. The town council is scheduled to meet Wednesday, February 16th. Their agenda is posted and included in the show notes. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin. but I can use your help. How can you help, you ask? If you have an interest in covering the Planning Board, Conservation Commission, and or the Zoning Board of Appeal meetings in Franklin, please let me know. I will provide whatever background and information and even training so that you can do the live reporting or at least do reporting from those meetings so that we can get that additional information in front of the Franklin citizens and voters. And as always, as I close, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. It's through this feedback loop that I can improve this process and provide you the best information. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.